Hello, everyone. It's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for February 5th through 11th, 2024. We are officially in February, although we did cross a little bit in February at the end of last week, but this is our first full week in February. We are also in Aquarius season, and what do we got this week? We've got a new moon in Aquarius, and for those that celebrate the Lunar New Year, we also have the start of the Lunar New Year. We have a square to Uranus with this new moon, so it says the next 4 weeks are going to be interesting. And we also have Mercury in Aquarius now, and it made a conjunction, a little bit of a technical term, but it met up with Pluto in Aquarius. So we're starting to get our first looks, our first glimpses, our first clues into what this new Pluto in Aquarius chapter is all about. It's going to be 20 years, yes, 20 years, but we need to start to look for the story. Maybe it's not so obvious at first, but starting to get a little bit of feels into Pluto in Aquarius. How are you feeling, Pluto in Aquarius? Pluto, as you know, went into Aquarius on January 20th, and maybe you're scratching your head like, what's Pluto in Aquarius? We got lots to talk about. For those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology, and you hear me say every week the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. Don't forget about the you part. If you're watching live, let me know where you're watching from. My Sag rising likes to travel vicariously through everybody. And I know that we are truly a global audience, which warms my heart. So some of you, it's tomorrow. You're watching on Tuesday, or you're part of the Tuesday club. But like I said, I'm here in the New York City area. Let's dive into the astrology. Yes, I'm going for the red. It was my sort of nod to the Lunar New Year. And one of the things about being an astrologer is that it gets me to reframe a lot of cultural traditions. And of course, I can only speak as an American, and my family, I was raised Catholic. And you know, the idea that the lunar calendar is everywhere. And yes, of course, if you're from different cultures, like, yes, of course, it's everywhere. For example, Easter is the first full moon after the first Sunday after the spring equinox. That's a mouthful. And how the lunar calendar is very much a part of our traditions, our celebrations, whether it's religious, liturgical, whether it's cultural. So for a lot of people across the world, the new moon on February 9th, it's an Aquarius, because I'm an astrologer, pay attention to the sign, it's the start of the Lunar New Year. That's the funny thing about astrology. It doesn't quite line up with our personal calendar, meaning January 1 is not the start of the year, at least from the perspective of astrology. We got to get to the spring. I know I'm saying spring equinox, and not everybody is in the Northern Hemisphere. We need to get to the beginning of Aries season and the equinox. Typically, that's the 21st of March. Sometimes it's as early as the 19th or 20th, depending on how it falls each year. So we have a new moon this week, and when we are in Aquarius season, which primarily the first 3 weeks of February are Aquarius season, we are getting to the end of the zodiac calendar. Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac. There are 12 in total, so this is like the 11th astrological month. So Pisces brings us to the end of the zodiac calendar. That's why I said the astrology calendar doesn't quite line up with our calendar as we know it. And even you have your own personal calendar, and that calendar is set to your birth date, your birth time, and your birthplace. And a little side note, one of the things that I love talking about with people, especially my new clients, that we walk through the astrology chart and we talk about how astrology isn't just time, meaning the time of your life and when things may happen. I say may because at the end of the day, you know, there's other factors, but also what is your time and what is your space And you could say that astrology symbolically divides the sky into these 12 sections. We call them zodiac signs, but it's a space in the sky that helps us to connect to these different archetypes. These are the 12 archetypes of life. These are the building blocks. There's so much to discover. And each of the 12 signs that goes way beyond what we read in like our little chaplet books growing up about astrology, and how sometimes, you know, Aquarius is very much lumped into like a 1960s version of Aquarius. And I think that is one part of the archetype. It's a very small part of the archetype. And Aquarius actually is an air sign, number one. Sometimes people think that because it's the water bearer, it is a water sign. No, it's an air sign. It is the last air sign. And the air element is the second to last element. It's the element before the element water, which is the final element in astrology. So it sort of teaches us something. I don't know if you picked up on this, but the last element isn't the rational and the analytical. It's the intuitive. It's the emotional. It's the spiritual. And how we need water, kind of getting off a little topic for a second, we need water to transport us into new beginnings and new chapters of our lives, and to transport us out of the past and out of the things that even we're holding on to. We're not quite at Pisces season yet, but then again, Saturn, the ruler of Aquarius season, is in Pisces. So we've got one foot in Pisces this season, even though the sun is still in Aquarius. And just as a little side note, because I get asked this question all the time, I use traditional rulers. Not that I'm like a traditional person in the sense that I have to use only the past, but this is where astrology is this beautiful mechanism, and it has a symmetry to it. And the rulership is a little bit of a technical point, because you're just like, what's a rulership? Each sign of the zodiac has a planet that's the boss of that sign. It's called a ruler. It's not arbitrary. It's not like, well, I think this planet is like this sign, therefore it should be its ruler. No, if you look at the traditional system of rulerships, it has this beautiful arc of symmetry. You have the luminaries, the lights at the top. You have the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon are like in a marriage. They're consorts, they're two halves, the whole. And then we have Mercury. We have Mercury as the ruler of both Gemini and Virgo. Then we have Venus as the ruler of Taurus and Libra. Then we have Mars as the ruler of Aries and Scorpio. Then we have the Jupiter ruled by Sagittarius and Pisces. And that brings us down to the bottom, the signs of matter and the material world. We have Saturn as the ruler of Capricorn. And on the other side of the coin, Saturn is the ruler of Aquarius. With Saturn, you know how much I love Saturn. With Saturn as the ruler of Aquarius, it takes the structures that we are familiar with in Capricorn. And these structures are not physical. These structures are informational structures. These are systems of movement. These are social systems. It's society. It's humanity. It's hierarchy, for better or for worse, even though ultimately Aquarius is a sign of justice. It's the Saturn takes us back to Libra. Libra is exalted. Saturn is exalted in Libra. Libra is the scales. Da da da. Kind of get off topic, but I wanted to talk about systems, because we don't always think about systems. Although the last few years during the pandemic, and I'm saying this really neutrally, we really saw how either systems were working or not working, and there was isolation for some. But that said, the systems, and Saturn was in Aquarius from March 2020 to March of 2023, maybe some of the breadcrumbs of the past few years are something that we need to return to now that Pluto is in Aquarius. So how do we, and Aquarius is a very big picture sign. It's, of course, we have our own personal experiences with Aquarius. We have our own friends. Hopefully we have community. We have people who are allies. We feel like we belong to something, whether it's a town, a city, a nation, a planet, a language group, whatever it is that you feel that you are connected to, that is an Aquarius archetype. So it is a season for us to look at, what are we connected to? who are our people? How do we do community? What's the role of community in society in our lives? Do we just hole up and we don't connect to everybody, anybody I mean, but we need connection. Even though Aquarius can sometimes have that little cold edge of Saturn, it says in order for us to really find that balance in our life, we need community, we need connection. We need our lives to run. And I sometimes think about Aquarius and Virgo. You're like, Virgo and Aquarius, what do they have in common? Well, Aquarius is big systems. Virgo is small systems. I feel like they kind of fit into each other like, you know, big gear and little gear. Virgo is our day-to-day life. It's our the systems of our day-to-day life. It's our schedule. It's how we run our life. And then Aquarius is the bigger scope of things. It's when you wake up and hopefully you walk outside and you can drive on the road. It works. There's no potholes. You can get to where you need to get to. There's a system of flow. Goods and services can go from here to there. You don't go to the store and there's nothing there. I mean, obviously, that's terrible if that happens. But that's systems. That's Aquarius. So I would love Aquarius to be peace and love and utopian ideals, and maybe one day it can be, but there's always two sides to any sign of the zodiac. So I just wanted to say that about Aquarius. And I was actually grew up in a household with two Aquariuses, and I always think of engineering when I think of Aquarius and how we, you know, build these systems and networks. And I was actually thinking about that this morning. Because I migrated, after 20 years, I migrated my web host, which I've been putting off forever because it's such a pain in the butt to migrate a web host. And I have a 20-year background in IT, and I'm dealing with people on the phone who have no clue what they're doing. And these are things that I could figure out how to do, but I don't have the time. But anyway, I was thinking a lot about Pluto and Aquarius, and how to see where you're noticing the systems that are in different parts of your life needing to start to change. And I'm just using, changing my web host as a personal example, but I think deep down inside it's very symbolic. The need to move to a new space, even if it's digital, it's the need to build something in a new facet of time. Aquarius, Saturn, time, how time unfolds, the shape of time. You know, this is, for me at least, will be a new facet of my work because my work is living someplace else, even though it's a digital server. Pluto went to Aquarius this morning, and it made the conjunction to Pluto quite, you know, very quickly. And you know, something that I noticed last year, Pluto and Aquarius from March of 2023 to June of 2023, we didn't have the personal planets in Aquarius at the same time. What are personal planets? Well, the sun and the moon, these are luminaries. They give and reflect light. The personal planets are Mercury, how do you think, how you listen, how you learn, how you analyze, how you communicate. Venus, what do you love? What do you value? How do you socialize? How do you compromise? What do you invest time and money in? Resources, your resources. And then Mars, what inspires you? What motivates you? What gets you out of bed in the morning, hopefully? And what really kind of gets you moving forward in life? These are the personal planets. But now, starting this week, Mercury is in Aquarius. So Mercury, a personal planet, how we think and listen and learn, is picking up on Pluto. Pluto is an evolutionary planet. It is an evolutionary and transformative and reformative energy. Next week, got a lot to talk about next week. Mars goes into Aquarius on February 13th, and then it promptly makes a conjunction to Pluto on February 14th. A little bit of an intense energy for Valentine's Day, if I'm being completely honest, but it talks about the demolishing. I know it's a big statement, but that's what Pluto does. It demolishes the old so that something new can come in. So to see where is this energy coming in, whether it's how you speak, listen, learn, communicate, how you, what you value, what you invest your time and money on, your relationships. Venus is square the lunar nodes this week. or even what inspires you, what motivates you. I think Mars is a very underestimated planet in astrology. It is the planet of sitting in the driver's seat of life and going after what we want. If you're like, wait, where's the car? I got lost. Like, we got to get back into the driver's seat. And that's the balance between Mars and Venus, but we can't be so singularly minded that we forget about Venus and compromise and negotiation, the needs and the values of other people. So start to look for the story. It's a big statement to say that the seeds of the next 20 years are being planted right now, but they are, maybe in very quiet and ways that we don't quite see yet. But I really personally felt Mercury going into Aquarius this morning because I was trying not to murder the person on the phone. But more importantly, you know, I was thinking about voice and how, let's say, Pluto as a Scorpio, Pluto was in Capricorn. Capricorn is Scorpio's third sign of voice and communication for 15 years. But I'm also Sag rising. Now Pluto is in my whole sign third. It's another 20 years, transforming how I speak, how I listen, how I learn, how I communicate. And when somebody tells me no, where, long story short, the woman on the call was saying, oh, this is out of her scope. It wasn't. It was something broke because the site was migrated by a team, and this is part of the whole migration process. But she's saying, oh, well, maybe you need to learn how to, I'm paraphrasing, upload images onto WordPress. And I'm like, I've been doing this since 2008. So I was very polite. But what I noticed is that in the past, when somebody tells me no, I would be like, okay, all right. But something, maybe this is Pluto. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just like, actually, doesn't make sense. It's not right. And then after I got off the call, I was like, I'm going to figure out how to do this myself. So I fixed the problem, not because I'm incapable of doing that. I'm smart, but it's very empowering when you can find the solution yourself. And maybe I'm saying this as a woman who was in IT, but you know, to be able to fix your own IT, that felt great. So yes, anyway, kind of go off on a tangent, but I'm pretty sure there's some Pluto in all of that. So anyway, just checking in on you all. How are you all feeling? Pluto in Aquarius, and how did you feel today? I think a couple of people said they felt there was this sort of electricity, there was this energy, there's this shift. Maybe it's the fact that we are on the cusp of a new moon. So we have the Aquarius new moon this week. It's at 20 degrees of Aquarius. And that new moon is going to make what's called a square to Uranus. Uranus is a different animal, so to speak, than Pluto. Pluto is only recently in Aquarius. It hasn't been in Aquarius since the 1780s and 90s. Yes, you heard that correctly. This is why it's a big deal. But Uranus has been in Taurus, where it is presently, since 2018 and 2019. And for some signs, my fixed signs, my Tauruses, my Leos, my Scorpios, my Aquariuses, maybe your life does not look anything like it did at the beginning of 2018. And even for the rest of you all, if you're scratching your head, sometimes, not always, it's very obvious the shifts that have been taking place over the last 5-6 years. So with the square, with this new moon square to Uranus this week, it actually picks up on a story that has been with us over the last 6 years. It's to sort of to look for it, if you can. And Uranus energy, being Uranus energy, it is an evolutionary planet. Does its work a little bit differently than Pluto? Pluto can demolish and deconstruct and reveal and to empower. But Uranus talks about awakenings, reinventions, a need to do things radically different. That's what I was saying to my Taurus clients in 2018. Like, what's the most radical thing that can happen? And the Taurus is like, what are you talking about? I don't want to change. You know, maybe every Taurus is living this differently. But I think I said this last week, Uranus will make its first dip into Gemini next year. It goes into Gemini from July to November of 2025. So really on the cusp of something, but that said, this new moon, and what's a new moon? A new moon, new beginning, new chapter. It sort of opens up a new stage, and a stage that is lived through the archetype of Aquarius, community, society, social issues, social causes, systems, networks, technology. So that's going to be a big theme, excuse me, a big theme over the next 4 weeks. But then we have the Uranus energy, so there may be a need to reinvent systems, to make a change in your social circle, to look at community and society differently, to shake things up, to take a new approach. And with the energy of Uranus, it's a bit unsentimental. If we are stuck, it is happy to get us unstuck. And sometimes that means letting go of the things that we've been sort of security blanket holding on to from the past in order to move forward. So it's of course is going to be lived differently by every person. But it's a pretty powerful new moon, and one that does echo to Pluto and Aquarius, even though Pluto is at zero Aquarius and the new moon's at 20 degrees. That's a 20 degree orb. But it's to see and sense where this new era and this new major chapter of our life is starting to unfold. So let's look at your astrology of this week. We've got Mercury in Aquarius. Now it's in Aquarius on February 5th, 2024. And with Mercury now in Aquarius, it made that conjunction to Pluto, and this is that first in a series of conjunctions that the personal planets are making to Pluto and Aquarius. So we didn't have this last year when we had our introduction to Pluto and Aquarius. So this takes the energy of Pluto and it brings it to the personal level. Then on the 6th, the February 6th, we have Venus square the nodes. I talked more about this last week because we had Venus, we had the moon in Libra for part of last week, but nevertheless, anytime a planet squares the nodes, it brings the energy of eclipses. Maybe to see what is happening in relationships. I was talking a little bit about relationships through community and connection and friendship and social circle with the Aquarius energy. What is the turning point this week? What is the opportunity? What is the door that opens? What is the door that closes as Venus squares the nodes this week? And it prepares us for the eclipses to come at the end of March, so just a month and a half away, and into April. So there's a lunar eclipse on March 25th in Libra, and there is a solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th. Then we get later into the week on the 8th. So we are actually in the dark of the moon for most of the week. The dark of the moon is when the moon is coming to the end of its lunar cycle. The moon, as you can imagine, is very dark. It's not picking up on the light of the sun. So really before the 9th, it's a time to go within, to reflect, to look at our intuition, to look at our dreams, and to prepare. Although when we get to the 8th, the day before the new moon, we've got that really powerful square to Uranus. So it's a week where maybe the tectonic plates are moving a little bit, something about home and family and the past and memories and maybe letting something go. And maybe it's something that needs to let go. It doesn't have to be a negative let go. It's maybe it's just time to make some air, some space in your life. And then we get to the 9th, and then we have the Aquarius new moon at 20 degrees. I believe it's at 5:35 p.m. New York time. So it will be on the 10th for, for most of Europe and into Asia and Australia as well. Happy New Year, happy Lunar New Year, and this new year will bring in the energy of Uranus, so it could be a new year, or at least a new lunar month that needs reinvention, changes, and transformations. And then that really does close out the aspects of this week. There were a couple of sextiles and trines, but just in the and because of time, just needed to condense things down. So let's look at the astrology for each of the 12 signs, starting with Aries. Aries, Mars is your planet. You hear me say this every week. So Mars will always be the driver of your astrology. Primarily, it is coming to the end of its time in Capricorn. So the last 5 weeks have been a time to focus on career, your place in the world, duties, responsibilities, getting real. Interestingly, and we'll talk more about this next week, Mars will go into Aquarius and it will meet up with Pluto. And this is the 13th to the 14th of February. So next week, that's the real aspect to watch because it is initiating you into this new Pluto into Aquarius era. That said, with an Aquarius new moon, this new moon highlights friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, social causes. Aquarius is the collective. It is the big picture of life. It is the different systems that life runs on, and it's for you to look at what is your relationship with that. With the energy of the new moon, Saturn pointing over to Saturn in Pisces, it's two very interesting archetypes that will be strongly present going into the next 4 weeks. It is about the world that you can see, the world that makes sense, even though it's abstract, it's rational, but it's also the world within. It's spirituality. It's the intuitive. And both Aquarius and even Pisces have strong inclinations to serve and to help. And so maybe the bigger question is, Aries, how are you serving and helping going into the rest of 2024? And I will say, and I'll come back to this periodically, we're a few months away from a new moon in Aries. So you will have a new moon on April 8th. And that's a big one that will kick off a new dynamic period in your life. Taurus. Taurus, so Venus is your planet. It is wrapping up its time in Capricorn. And for you, Capricorn is a sign that really brings you out into the world. It's what do you believe in? What do you stand for? Is it travel? Meaning, not that you stand for travel, but meaning like how you get out into the world. Do you travel? Do you explore? Do you hop on a plane? Do you read books? Do you go to school? Are you getting your higher degree? There's many different ways in which to see the world. And so this past 5 weeks has put a big emphasis on that. But Venus has also been occupying a space that Pluto was in for the last 16 years. And so in a way, it's echoing a lot of the bigger shifts in how you see things, how you see the world, and even how you see yourself and the world. With Venus in Capricorn, it is making something called a square to lunar nodes on February 6th, although we felt this even last week. It may be a turning point for some of you all. Maybe it's about beliefs. Maybe it's about faith, truth, meaning. Maybe it's about the need to explore and to find your role in the world, your sense of mission and purpose, to share your story. That said, Venus will go into Aquarius next week. That is a big one because Venus will meet up with Pluto and takes you into this new era that is focused on your career, your public-facing world, your duties and responsibilities, the title after your name, your role with power, for example. That said, this Aquarius new moon is the precursor for a lot of the bigger story arcs and even bigger changes, structural changes that may be unfolding in your professional life, your public life, or even your role in the world over the next 20 years. I know that's a big statement to say, but Pluto will be in Aquarius for 20 years. Keep in mind, and I know we've talked about this before, you've had Uranus on your sign the last 6 years. It's not been easy to be a Taurus rising, because you've had a lot of pushes, especially in the 2020 to 2023 timeframe, to make change. Pluto is a little bit of the wild card at the moment. How much does it reinvigorate that bigger story of seismic and tectonic shifts in your life? I know exactly what you want to hear, but that's something that we'll need to watch, especially as we go into next week and the week beyond. Gemini. Gemini, Mercury is your planet. It just got into Aquarius. And so Aquarius is an area that it's going to get a lot of focus over the next 20 years. I know that is a big statement. You're like, 20 years? I don't even know what I'm going to be doing in 20 years. But for you, Aquarius is your sign that opens you up to the world. There are a couple of ways in which this may happen. Whether you go back to school, whether you start school, whether you travel more, whether you read all the books, it is a time to explore, to figure out what drives you and what motivates you in terms of what do you believe and what do you stand for? How do you see the world? Do you need a degree in order to validate that? Do you need to read a bunch of books in order to validate that? This space, it's hard to pin down because it's so subjective. It's so personal to you, even though we live in a world that has universities, it has travel, it has different cultures, but it's for you to discover what this means for you. And maybe how you see the world or even what you believe in will begin to profoundly shift over the coming years now that Pluto is there. With Mercury meeting up with Aquarius today, meeting up with Pluto and Aquarius today, and even over the coming week, see what are the seeds of a new era, you know, that are starting to reveal itself to you. And how did you feel today with Mercury going into Aquarius? Because it really is a new time for you. That said, the Aquarius new moon is in a way like the first or one of the first chapters of the next 20 years. It's for you to see what is going on around February 9th and 10th with this new moon, because it's the seed for a much bigger chapter in your life. And it does play upon the role of friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, social causes. And how that also might be an area that will see bigger changes over the next couple of years. Did Gemini? Now I need to do Cancer. Cancer. So the moon is your planet. It is in the end of the lunar phase for the most of this week. So that's the thing about being a Cancer, Cancer rising. You have the ebbs and flows with the lunar cycle. So up until the 9th, it's time to go within. It's time to rest. The moon is in Sagittarius today, but it spends the middle of the week in Capricorn. So it's about the bigger picture, like community, society, humanity. It's going into Capricorn. It's about your work, your professional life, and even going into Aquarius. Am I doing that right? Do the math differently. Aquarius for you is something called your eighth sign. So not your career. See, I knew I was doing it wrong. It's your relationships. And you have been making a lot of big changes in relationships over the last 16 years. And I realize that's a big statement to say, but Pluto was doing its work while it was in Capricorn, your relationship sign, 2008 all the way to 2024. That said, there is a narrative shift that is happening for everybody. And for you, that narrative shift is putting its focus on your emotional health and well-being. Obviously, that means different things to different Cancers. Here's a good way of looking at it. If you've gotten to a point in your life where you've just been taking all of your emotions, you're like, I will deal with this later. It is possible that later is now. And Pluto is like, oh, hey, it's me. I'm here to take all of these emotions and get you to do something with it. You're like, no, Pluto. And Pluto's like, it's non-negotiable. If you're like, no, Katie, I've been doing my work. I've been working on myself. I've been taking all the emotions that I didn't want to look at. And I've been, therapy or other different modalities. Then it's a different experience. It's to empower this space and empower this time. And to really find the depths of your power within, to make a transformation and make a rebirth. But it's for you to see what is the story that is happening around that new moon on the 9th and 10th and going into next week. Venus will go into Aquarius. Mars will go into Aquarius. There's a lot of things going on in what's called your eighth sign. Is it trust? Is it vulnerability? Is it opening up to other people? Is it sexuality? Is it intimacy? Is it actually finance and assets and the property that you own, the property that you own with another person? Is it taxes? Is it benefits? Is it estate planning? I know it can run the gamut. And it's for you to see what is the story that's happening for you. And with the energy of that new moon and even the Aquarius planets pointing towards Saturn in Pisces, there's a very existential and philosophical overtone for all the different emotional movements that may be happening this week. Leo, and I see this, I mean, periodically, you have Uranus in your career sign. It's been your career sign since May 2018, March of 2019. It'll begin to leave next year. And then by 2026, it's fully into another sign. It's another topic for another time. And I get this conversation from you know, time to time with my clients, like, but Katie, I don't see the career change. That's not to say that this is a career change for every Leo over the last 5-6 years. It's an illumination for some of your role in the world. It is breaking free of something that may have been imposed upon you by somebody else, a parent, your social conditioning, for example. For some, it's to really transform something about your public profile and how you live in the world. Again, it's different for every Leo. And so I want to mention that because Aquarius, number one, Aquarius is a relationship sign. It is the beginning of a major time in your life as Pluto is now in your relationship sign. Every Leo will live this differently, but we see the tension of the Aquarius new moon on the 9th. Tension is just tension. Pulling upon Uranus in your career sign. So both Taurus and Aquarius, these are like two of your four directions, and hopefully that makes sense. Like our astrology, our personal astrology, whether it's by sun sign, whether it's by rising sign, has what's called a cross. It's four signs. It's kind of like the four seasons of your life, the four pillars of your life, the four directions of your life, and you've got major pulling on two of the four directions. So the question, Leo, how is this showing up in your life? Where is the shift? Where is the need to reinvent? Where is the focus on relationships, whether it's a primary relationship in your life or how you connect and interact and socialize with people? On a mundane and day-to-day level, to have a new moon in your relationship sign says that over the next 4 weeks, it's time for either people to come into your life or a person to come into your life, or to renew or to reinvigorate relationships, or to spotlight in some way the role of other people and how you connect and interact and socialize with people. It's different, of course, because we're all, you know, there's 8 billion people on this planet. We can't all be the same person. I know, Leo, you're thinking, like, of course, can only be one. But that said, it is a lot of powerful energy that's brewing. And then when we have next week, we have a lot to talk about next week. We have Mars going to Aquarius. We've got Venus going to Aquarius, and we start to get a bigger idea about what this new era is about, especially with Saturn in your 8th. Intimacy, vulnerability, trust, opening up, and even looking at themes around power and control. Virgo, Mercury is your planet. It is now in Aquarius, and don't always think about Aquarius and Virgo having a lot in common, but Virgo, or Aquarius, is Virgo's 6th sign, and Virgo is the 6th sign of the zodiac. Hopefully that's not some gymnastics for you, but it says that Aquarius actually has a lot in common with Virgo. Systems, organization, health and wellness, service to other people. And how Virgo really thrives when there's a system in place, even if it's a system that makes no sense to anybody else, but there is a system, there is organization in some way. But that said, this part of your life, it's going to be different for different people. For some, to now have Pluto there, it is a need to completely remake and transform these systems, whether that means completely overhauling your day, your life, health and wellness, how you take care of yourself, and for some people, even how you inhabit your life. Because a lot of us are just sort of running through life and it's sort of happening around us instead of really being grounded in life. With Mercury now in Aquarius, you have a front row seat to Pluto's time in Aquarius, and it's for you just to observe what's the story that's beginning to emerge, take some notes, to have a diary, and then how is the new moon on the 9th and 10th really giving a new lens for this time in your life, or this space and this place and this theme in your life. Then next week we'll have Mars there, we'll have Venus there. So a lot of emphasis on your physical life. And again, different for different Virgos. If you have been back burnering, taking care of your life, taking care of your health and wellness, taking care of your body, I just say just get ahead of all these planets, or to use the new moon to make some positive, healthy, and new beginnings for yourself. You can be proactive with this. You can be co-creative with this, of course. And for some, it might mean a need to completely align your life in a way that feels more heart aligned, for example. But that's going to be a little bit different for different Virgos. And then by the end of the month, Mercury will go into Pisces, but I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Libra, so Venus is your planet. It's wrapping up its time in Capricorn. And so right now, Venus is coming to the end of the bottom of your chart. So think of how the bottom is the base and the foundation of your astrology. It's the foundation for life. By extension, it's home, it's family, it's roots, it's your home environment, your household, who lives with you, it's family, mom and dad, past memories and ancestors, a lot of things that are in that area, but it's one of the four pillars of your life. It holds up your life. So the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks since Venus has been in Capricorn has been a time to refocus on this part of your life, to make a move, to reach out to family, to spend time with family, or even to just take care of yourself and to take care of your emotional needs. For example, Venus is squaring the lunar nodes this week, and I wanted to mention that because we are 3 months away from eclipses. We have a month and a half from the lunar eclipse in Libra. Hey, you're Libra, on March 25th. And then we have the solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th. That's a relationship sign. So the events that are happening last week and this week might actually pull into the bigger events that are unfolding with these eclipses, whether it's about new beginnings and new directions in your life, or new directions in your household, or even new directions in relationships, for example. That said, Libra, Aquarius is something called your fifth sign. It's Aquarius season. Pluto's in Aquarius. It'll be in Aquarius for the next 20 years. We'll have a gaggle of planets going into Aquarius next week, including Venus, your planet, Mars, a relationship planet. So there's a lot of focus, and especially with the new moon this week on the 9th and 10th, around who are you? And I know identity is a little abstract, but it's a big question that we all have to answer. Who are we? What makes us us? What lights us up and gives us joy and gives us pleasure, gives us passion? It sounds like a luxury, but astrology teaches us that it's a necessity. So you're in the beginnings of an identity crisis, or you're in the beginnings of a time to really take yourself and take your talent seriously, to find the power of who you are, to strip away anything that is not who you are. Social conditioning, social programming, and past memories, family. Again, it's different for each person. But to look for the clues and the hints around the new moon, especially because it's pulling off of Uranus in something called your eighth. You are 6 years into a 7-year chapter of doing a lot of deep internal and emotional work. And if you're saying, Katie, I have no idea what you're talking about, it's not too late. It's not too late to look at, to do the hard work, to not, I mean, I know you're like, wait, hard work, meaning to look at ourselves, to look at where we self-destruct, where we don't take ourselves seriously, where we put ourselves and put our talents to the side. And talent is just to take something that is a part of you and it animates you and it's a part of the spirit of you, and to put it into something, even if it's making dinner for yourself. It doesn't have to be art, unless you're an artist, for example. But as I was saying, we are just a couple of months away from eclipses, so it is a very dynamic time that is on the horizon for you. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet. So it's been 5 weeks in Capricorn, a space that talks about voice, communication, writing, speaking, listening, communication. I think I already said communication. That is the same sign that Pluto was in for the last 16 years, where you did a lot of deep transformation work about how you use your voice and finding the power of your voice. You're in the midst of a seismic shift in your life, and it may not be quite obvious, but it's one of those things when you look back at the 2023-2024 time frame, you will see some formation of a shift. So Aquarius is something called the base and the foundation of your personal astrology. It's home, it's family, it's roots, it's foundation. From 2020, March of 2020 to March of 2023, Saturn was here. You heard me say every week, Saturn was asking you, where is home? Who is home? Well, here comes Pluto. And that question takes on a different dynamic. Where is home? Who is home? Mars next week, we have a lot to talk about next week, will go into Aquarius on the 13th and meet up with Pluto on the 14th. It is the beginning and an initiation of a new 20-year chapter in your life. Where's home? Who is home? How are you taking care of yourself? How are you getting your needs met? What is your relationship with the past and memory? With all this energy in Aquarius, you do have the new moon on the 9th and the 10th, and that new moon, on a very practical level, says that over the next 4 weeks, family need your attention. Home and family, whether it's a move, whether it's parents, whether it's your household, somebody moving in, somebody moving out, starting a family, thinking about starting a family, it's going to be very symbolic of these bigger shifts in your life. That said, the new moon plays off of Uranus and Taurus, and you've got 5-6 years of Uranus in your relationship sign. For some people, that has meant a relationship coming in, but I think on a bigger level, it's to completely reinvent your relationship with relationship and to let people in. That's not always Pluto or Scorpio's instinct. Scorpio's instinct is to not trust, but it's to allow people to come into your life in a different way. And this new moon and this new moon period that takes us into the next 4 weeks may highlight that theme in a very central way. Sagittarius, Jupiter is your planet, and it's got until I think the end of May, and it's in Taurus. So this has been almost a year, not quite, but we're getting there, of you really focusing on your health, your wellness, the day-to-day stuff of your life, really getting into your incarnation to feel grounded and rooted. Ironically, at the same time, Jupiter is in the same space as Uranus, and Uranus is a big player in this week's astrology, and Uranus has been in your sign of health and wellness and the physicality of life and sort of the day-to-day routines of your life since 2018, 2019. And it's possible that your life does not look like it did at the beginning of 2018 and 2019. And maybe even how you take care of yourself or take care of your body, your health and wellness, diet, nutrition, does not look the way that it did at the beginning of 2018 or even 2019. That said, Aquarius for you is something called your third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. So we got the Aquarius new moon this week on the 9th and the 10th. This says it's a very busy next 4 weeks, maybe busy running around doing errands, focusing on your community, your neighborhood. Maybe it's busy because you have a lot to say. Maybe you are starting a manuscript. Maybe you're doing more speaking. Keep in mind, Mercury is there. Mercury makes it very busy, focusing on education, meetings, but Pluto is now there. And so the seeds of the next 20 years, I know, are being planted right now. It's to, you know, observe that fact. It's not to stress about that fact, but it's to see, you know, maybe even to look at your own relationship with how you speak and listen and communicate. And then once Mars and Venus go into this space next week, things really heat up, and it shows that the second half of February into March are probably going to be very busy for you, Sagittarius. Whether it's busy traveling, busy education, and maybe even as you go into 2 weeks from now, long distance travel as well. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. I was having this conversation with a client this past week. Yes, Saturn is your planet. And it points the energy of your sign towards Saturn in Pisces, because Saturn is presently in Pisces. It's been in Pisces since March of 2023. It'll be in Pisces until February of 2026. So two more years where you're really living life through this sign that talks about spirituality. It's not beliefs, external beliefs, it's internal beliefs. It's really cultivating your interiority. You have to meditate, you have to spend time alone. I mean, you don't have to do anything, but it's to really cultivate this part of your life, is to look at the intuitive voice as a, sort of as a consort to the rational mind. That said, Aquarius is something called your second sign, money, income, how you earn it, how you spend it, your sense of value, your sense of property and assets and resources. So for the next 4 weeks, on a very pragmatic level, it's about your material life. If it's not literally about your material life, it's about sort of the deeper philosophical underpinnings. Why do I need this? Is this truly important? Do I need to align my material life with a different set of values? For example, this new moon is playing off of Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is your, what's called your fifth sign of self, self-expression, creativity, and it's to reflect on a lot of the personal changes and transformations that you have made, Capricorn, over the last 4, 5, and even 6 years. It's a pretty powerhouse new moon. We've got a bunch of big changes next week. Mars going into Aquarius, Venus going to Aquarius. Mars rules your home and family, Venus rules your career. And it's to see how you start to see the seeds. I know this is a big statement, but the seeds of the next 20 years being planted right now. And a lot of the bigger shifts are going to be financial. Maybe not literally financial in the sense of your bank account, but your relationship with the material world will shift in some way over the next 20 years. Aquarius, happy birthday, Aquarius. So much going on in your sign right now. As you've been hearing me speak, you now have Pluto in your sign. Mind you, Pluto will dip out from September 1st to November 19th. That said, this is the start of a new era. That's my dog. A new era in your life. And with Mercury now in Aquarius, and then next week, Venus and Mars will get into Aquarius, you're going to start to see on a more personal level what this new time frame is about. Pluto will mean different things to different people. Pluto can talk about a need to deconstruct, a need to reshape and reform and transform. For some, it's empowering, a need to find your personal power, to take action a new way, and to set a new stage for your life, and to see how this week and even next week are really giving and planting the seeds for the next 20 years. This is a very powerful new moon that's on the 9th and the 10th. This new moon is particularly highlighting not just Pluto and Aquarius in relationships, because we are coming off of the Leo full moon that we had 2 weeks ago, but Uranus down in something called your fourth. You have possibly seen big changes in your household, your home environment, family, your living situation over the last 5, 6 years. If it's not the physicality of your home, is the emotionality of your home. And sometimes the most radical thing we can do is to really plant ourselves somewhere. So that said, see what are the stories that are beginning to emerge with the new moon, with the sun square Uranus this week, and then especially as we go into next week with Venus and Mars in Aquarius, because it is the hints and the seeds of a major new chapter of your life. There's a lot of things I could have said about Pluto, but it's for you to go back to the beginning and listen, even last week or the week before, when I talked more about Pluto and Aquarius. And it's a big macro experience for everybody, but it is the start of something major in your life. And it's probably no coincidence that I've had a lot of Aquarius rising clients of late, because Pluto is walking across the threshold of your life and it's saying, okay, now it's time to make some big changes. And sometimes those changes are the equivalency of tearing everything down in order to rebuild. I know it's a big statement, but I have to give Pluto due diligence. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, Aquarius season for you is the sign that occurs before your birthday season. So we are now at the end of your personal calendar. It's a time to rest, to reflect, to look back at the last 11 months, what worked, what didn't work. And the new moon that's on the 9th and the 10th is really highlighting that the next 4 weeks are a time to go within. About this new moon, it's going into a space that, you know, maybe it's worth looking back at the 2020 to 2023 time frame, because Saturn was in this space. And this space, it's the 12th. It's not physical, it's not material, it's not our worldly life, it's our inner world, it's our spirituality, it's our illusions, it's our dreams, and how the seeds of the last few years really showed you something about this part of your life. For some people, Pluto's arrival in Aquarius, it's the start of a major internal chapter to pull down the barriers between you and spirituality. Spirituality is not religion. Spirituality is to develop a rich inner life that helps you to feel connected to something beyond you, whatever you want to call that. And it's to have these experiences that only you can have. It's not because a book tells you it's real. It's because it's real and it's lived on a personal level. And it's here that we find a deeper sense of purpose. But Pluto will be here for 20 years. And quite frankly, it will be in a place that's not really well seen. It's hidden. When I talk about the 12th and when I'm speaking about astrology to my clients, it's like living in a house for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And then one day a door appears. So maybe the question for you, Pisces, is what's the door that's appearing this week and next week? Is it a door in your dreams? Did you have the dream where you realize your house has a whole other wing and you didn't even know about it? Or is it something intuitive? Is it something that you feel, something like only you know is true? Or is it the need to start to nourish a part of your life that you've never nourished before, but you're Pisces, you're supposed to be nourishing the deep inner parts of yourself. That said, this new moon, a lot of activity going into the 12th. Mercury is there. Mercury is a big player in your astrology. You will see your life start to pick up a little bit more once you get past the 18th of February. The sun goes into your sign. That said, this is a new moon that's really picking up on the need to align your ability to communicate, think, and listen and learn with your intuitive ability to think and listen and learn. So there you go. That is your look at the 12 signs of the zodiac. And for those that don't know, my name is Katie Sweetman, and this has been Empowering Astrology. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. My website is now working again. You can book a consultation with me. I know some of you are my clients. I deeply appreciate you. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube. What else? You can sign up for my newsletter, and I do put out a newsletter first thing every Monday morning. So anyway, appreciate you all. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Aquarius new moon. Really sit with some of these new seeds of this new time that we're in with Pluto and Aquarius, and I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.